The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
The 26th edition of the Joy of Jazz Festival has officially touched down with their first artist lineup announcement this past Friday. And this year's edition features female musicians across the globe, you know, who are also, in fact, including previous winners of the Standard Bank Young Artist Awards. But here to tell us more about this, the 26th edition, in fact, of the Joy of Jazz Festival is producer of the festival, Ms. Mando. Hello, welcome. Good morning. Thank you for coming through. How are you?
Happy Sunday
to you. You know, this year, in fact, now that I'm making this, it's been a whole year since you sat in that chair. Well, wait.
Yes.
It's been a whole year. But anyway, let's move on. It is the 26th edition of the festival and 26 years of creating the one of the most important and revered events on the jazz calendar in the city. You know, how does it get better? How do you keep going?
I think learning from what the art festivals are doing, benchmarking with the international festivals, one gets to learn what other people are doing. You know, having conversations with people like yourselves.
Yeah.
In most cases, we really get, how can we do it better from, you know, our friends of the festival, the media, and the artists themselves. I mean, we get artists saying, I want to perform at the Joy of Jazz, or I would like to perform at the Joy of Jazz. However, I'm not going to bring my ordinary, everyday performance. I want to bring in this kind of concept. The artists are creating music every day.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I often get messages, Ms. Wanda, in my DMs whenever, you know, I'm sharing content, because I mean, I'm a content creator in a way, you know, and on the social medias, everybody's just like, wait, so it's happening again. And the big question I'm always getting is, how do we as artists get on the Joy of Jazz stage? So maybe since you are here, I think since we are having this conversation, let's tap into a bit of that. What is the process maybe that the festival, you know, undertakes to recruit musicians? Is there like an audition process, or simply put, what does it take, you know, for one artist to be, you know, of the Joy of Jazz caliber?
Well, you know, artists always pitch their work. We wouldn't as a festival know what everybody is doing at a certain time. But if you send us your work, talk to us way in time. I like what artists do. Just after the previous Joy of Jazz, you open your email or your gadgets, you're flooded with,
yes,
I want to be,
can I be in
the next edition?
Yeah.
And it's a pity that, you know, with the economics, of course, most artists don't have agents that sell them.
Yeah.
I always say big up to those artists that have somebody who's sitting there and really, really selling your product. Because as a creator, as a producer of the festival, I cannot go out there and sell the festival. There's a marketing team, there's a PR team that goes out there and do the footwork.
So absolutely. So you heard it, you know, in case you were looking at a pitching to the Joy of Jazz next year, you heard what it takes, you know, and of course, if you have a manager, maybe it's great. And but always drop a mail to Ms. Mantua. I think she'll leave it on the website somewhere, eh? Not on the air. Yeah. You might just be flooded. Yes.
Our website is very interactive.
Absolutely.
We have loads and loads of people that we go back to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think inboxing me also on Facebook or
Instagram.
I'm not usually there in the capacity of a producer, but I'm there as Ms. Mantua.
That's it.
And I sometimes don't even go to my inboxes, but when you communicate directly to the festival,
They will get it. Speaking of the festival, this past Friday, you unveiled the muchly awaited first announcement for the artists that will be at this year's edition. Let's talk about this lineup and its link, you know, to the celebration of women in jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we looked at the entire lineup, I think in this year's lineup, we have a whole lot of women performers.
Mm.
And I think, you know, after so many years of women wanting to forge into the space, not only as backing singers or the lady that makes tea like myself, we had said we want to be in the front. And when you look at Bea, Siya, and Tandintuli, Those are the young girls that came into the scene
yeah.
when jazz was known of being Kiabo Ntate, Kiabo Abudi.
Yes,
they picked
yes.
up instruments, you know. Gabi came with her voice and said, my instrument is my voice and I will be in the forefront.
Yeah.
I mean, Sia started playing a trombone at an early age. I think she was 17.
Yeah.
And she never stopped. And here is Sia. A few years later, coming into the festival yet again with a big band.
Oh.
So you see growth.
Exciting.
In all these artists that we have announced or that you will see at the lineup.
Oh, we're going to talk about all of that when we get back, of course. We are in conversation, Kofi FM, with the producer of the Joy of Jazz Festival, Ms. Mantua. And, of course, we are talking about the wonderful lineup that has people on the social media, Ms. Mantua, in the sixes and sevens. They ask themselves if they really want to miss this edition because, I mean, you came up with, I mean, Esperanza, Bomang, Bomang. Incredible lineup. Of course, we'll be talking about all of that when we get back. I want to take a music break and, of course, a water break for Ms. Mantua and myself. The music of Tantin Tuli. And this is Amazing Grace of the project Black Elijah and the Children of Meruwe.
The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofi FM 97.2.
The project is called Black Elijah and the Children of Meruwe. It is the music of Tantin Tuli, who is one of the artists who will be showcased on the iconic Dinaledi stage. Of course, joining her in appearing on the same stage was our previous artist. We played you music by Siyama Kuzeni Tito Somandla, who is bringing a big band experience. Of course, these are the makings of a world-class jazz festival, a powerful platform for cultural exchange and artistic excellence. And the Joy of Jazz team is ready and waiting, you know, to serve you as the music lover from the 26th to the 28th of September 2025, and the music is plenty as you can choose or attend all of the major stages. And I'm talking about Dinaledi, Dipala, Conga, and Mbira to see your favorite artists or musicians or personalities, you know, on stage doing their thing as part of their experience. Essentially, you don't want to be told about it. You really want to be there, Ms. Mantua. Of course, the festival traditionally has been running for 2 days.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Official show days. Anyway, now this year, we've added another day to the festivities, which makes 3 days of
yes.
jazz.
Yes,
what
we did.
What inspired this present, in fact, pleasant surprise, I mean?
You know, last year, we turned people back and we said, are sold out or we can't accommodate you.
Mm.
But for us as a festival, as we come with growth, we thought, you know, if we are going to be able to accommodate the masses, we definitely have to add in the Sunday, hence the 3 days. Not only that, you know, creates a platform or a space for the masses to come, but we saw us growing. As we grow, we wanted to have more artists. So more jobs are created because of the third day.
Mm.
And someday, God willingly, will be a two-weekend festival.
Ooh.
Watch this space.
Oh, I can see it happening on a two-week back-to-back every day. Exactly. Imagine a farm somewhere every day.
Every day.
Take leave for 2 weeks.
We do jazz.
Incredible. We look forward to it, of course. And you also had the markets. Listen, it's been a growing baby for this festival. And I'm certainly glad that I'm always part of it. And I also want to talk about, you know, the ticketing part of things. You know,
yes.
the regular patrons of the Joy of Jazz already know, you know, how this works. They come in, they've got their things. But somebody who's listening and saying, listen, I think I want to go this year. You know, how does it work? Where do they get the tickets? How, you know, is this a cashless event?
Yes.
Food court? Let's give them the 411.
We are a cashless event and, you know, we are with innovation. Who wants to be carrying, you know, a wallet full of 100 rands or 200 rands notes when you can have your phone and your card and just tap and go?
Yeah.
I think we have, as a society, we have grown to that space.
Yeah.
Tickets are at Ticketmaster. They are open. A ticket per day, if you buy your day pass to see 20 acts, my calculations, if I'm not wrong, it's 67 rands or 76 rands per act.
Okay.
So you will get to see Tantin Tuli for, you know, 76 rand, Esperanza Spalding for 76 rands, and many others.
Yeah.
So Tickets are open. It's 1,350. And
this is for the weekend package now.
It's
right?
for the day package. The day package. Uh-huh. If you buy the weekend package, uh-huh. it makes it double. Better mm-hmm. because now you get those discounts yes. coming in. Oh, and for somebody who's want to be at the festival and enjoy themselves for the whole weekend, why not buy the ticket, the weekend pass?
Absolutely.
And come and enjoy yourself.
And in fact, when we have the festival, Ms. Mando, there's people that are actually there who are staying at the festival because there's accommodations yes. around the space yes. of the festival. So why not spend your whole weekend in Sandton, in general?
I mean, can we put in those leave days, buy our tickets, checking into yeah. those hotels? Yeah. We're not only supporting the festival when we do that, the whole tourism economy now is growing.
Absolutely.
And it's festivals yeah. like the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz that makes sure that not only us as a festival gets the money in the bag, but other people who are affiliated and associated of the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. And before you go, Ms. Mando, let's talk about, because I know they want to ask, when is the official lineup coming up? I did, guys, but let's make an official announcement. When can we look forward to the official lineup?
In the month of April, when we celebrate International Jazz Month, we're going to announce the remaining 90% of the festival. Yeah. So it means we have released 10%, which is, it made 5 acts, and then we are left with 55 acts.
There we go.
Announce.
There we go. That's happening in April. That is International Jazz Month, also here in, globally anyway. So look out for that announcement. And of course, K-Jazz, the scoop, you've heard it all. From the 26th all the way to the 28th, it's happening at the Sandton Convention Center, which gives us enough time, to plan and get ready and book seats and hotel rooms and take leave.
Plan.
We want you back. Ms. Mando, thank you so much for popping in and coming to check on us every other time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. And the entire Joy of Jazz team. Of course, it is going to be happening. And I also look forward to the build-up conversations, which, as part of the countdown to the festival, and we'll be doing it here on the K-Jazz Show. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
See you at the festival.